Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Lynn Adkins. Here's what's happening. There have been several bear sightings in Delaware County in recent days. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports from Springfield, where the animal was last spotted yesterday.
It was around 6 in the morning here on Kennerly Road when Joe DePaul told his wife he saw a bear. Joe tells CBS3 their surveillance camera recorded the bear's every move in their backyard.
He climbed the back fence, came over, he was hanging out by the pool, walked around, and then that's where you see him at the gate where I caught him on the cameras.
The bear then ran off. There was another sighting, according to Aston Township Police, who say the animal was seen at Convent and Red Hill Roads. Since late last week, officials say the bear's been making cameo appearances in Villanova, Alden, Collingdale, and Marple Township. The Pennsylvania Game Commission is on the case and says anybody who sees the animal should call 911. Dramatic changes to Philadelphia's 10-year property tax abatement are likely. A bill to slash the abatement gets a hearing in City Council today. Council President Darrell Clark proposed the changes with 14 co-sponsors, but that hasn't stopped realtors and developers from lobbying for changes. Currently, 100% of real estate taxes on all new construction and renovation are abated for 10 years. Clark's bill would reduce that by 10% a year on new residential construction, making it worth about half what it is now. Clark estimates it will bring in $300 million in additional revenue over the next 10 years. Councilman Bill Greenlee says he's for the bill as is.
I keep hearing that we need to do it incrementally. Well, 10% a year is incrementally.
If the measure advances, it could be voted on before the end of the session. As introduced, it would take effect next July. A Philadelphia jury has convicted a man of second-degree murder in the shooting of two friends, gunned down after spending a night out in the city's Spring Garden section. Prosecutors say Manuel Gonzalez followed Corey Boykin and his friend out of Trilogy Nightclub in March of 2018 after spotting Boykin wearing some gold necklaces and followed them to where they were parked about a block away. The surviving victim said they got in the car when the shooter came up to the passenger side and fired more than a dozen times into the vehicle, striking the victim 11 times, killing Boykin, robbing both of them of jewelry. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson reports the surviving victim was an Army vet and an old friend of Boykin.
The defendant's roommate also testified that Gonzalez admitted to him that he did it, and prosecutors showed video of who they say is Gonzalez inside the nightclub and following the two men. The defense has maintained authorities had the wrong guy, and it was not Gonzalez who fired the shots.
Gonzalez was sentenced to the automatic life in prison without parole. A former NFL pro is working to make sure some high schoolers across the region are properly protected when they take the field. As KYW's Justin Udo reports, the initiative is all about fighting back against concussions.
John Davidson's Mastery Charter North football team now has ProTech helmet covers thanks to former Eagle and Philadelphia native Carlos Bradley.
I'm elated. To be honest, it's a great thing for our game.
Davidson says these helmet covers that absorb and deflect force are the latest in the fight against head injuries.
We've changed the way we tackle. We've talked about concussion protocols, monitoring the number of contacts that we have in practice. But this is just another added layer, which I'm looking forward to.
He says he believes the equipment will help them in the long run and not just in the game. One Little Eagles fan's rant is going viral.
They are stinking this season. Not like a couple years ago.
7-year-old Jenny lives in Georgia, but her family is from South Jersey. Her mom shot that video after the Birds lost to Miami Sunday and posted it on Facebook. The first grader is seen in the video in her car seat on the way home from a restaurant where the family watched Eagles games with other fans.
They're dropping balls. They're catching the balls and then they're dropping them. They're not making so much touchdowns, and also they need to fix that.
Jenny's family moved south more than a dozen years ago. Her mom says Jenny's a big Birds fan, but like fans here, she's frustrated by the team's play and hopes it can turn things around. That's the All Local. I'm Lynn Adkins. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.